Good evening, my lovely viewers. Once again, this is your brother Paul coming to you live again on Ben Yap's FM, my own Facebook page, and also some of you will get me on YouTube and also in audio versions on Radio Republic and podcast. Tonight, I'm going to present the Word of God to you. Since we started 2022, I have a series of lessons and trying to expose some of the wrongdoings in Christianity. And I must say, these are very important to every Christian, because if you think you're a Christian and you are doing something which go contrary to what the Bible teaches, you have to be very careful. I started by talking about the fake prophecies that people make, especially in my country, Ghana, where every 31st of December, these prophets come and, you know, prophesy doom for the country. And then I said that there's no genuine prophet today, and I use the Bible to prove it, that we don't have any prophet today. So if you have not got one of these videos, try to look for it. If you come to my own Facebook page and you search for where did the 31st prophecies go, that's the title of this series of lessons. The first one is there's no genuine prophet today. And the second one there is no genuine miracles today, which I did only last week. Look for that one too, and you'll understand why I'm saying that. Now tonight, what I have for you, it's also part of this series, and this is the third part, and it's called There is No Genuine Tongues Speaking Today. Why are you saying that? Well, we're going to use the Bible to prove that there is no genuine tongue speaking today. What people are speaking, saying that they are speaking in tongues, they are really not tongue speaking. Now, you see, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which many people, especially those in the Christian religion, have misunderstood, is the tongues speaking, right? It appears almost all the Pentecostals and the Charismatic Brotherhood are engaged in this act. And when you ask them why they are doing that, they refer you to Joel's prophecy in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, which states that in the later days, God will pour His Spirit on all flesh. And also they will quote Mark chapter 16, verse 17, where Jesus said that those who believe, these signs will follow them, and in my name they shall speak in the new tongues. And then lastly, they go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and some of the book of Acts, where some of the early Christians spoke in tongues, and also, you know, quote there to support why they are speaking in tongues. Even though Jesus' promise of tongue speaking in Mark chapter 16 was not referring to the modern day Christian. My brothers in the Pentecostal and the charismatic faith, they've gotten it wrong. You see, those who claim to speak in tongues today, they've gotten it all wrong. This is because they don't, you know, understand what the tongue speaking means, and also the reason behind it. God will never give anything without reason. So we're going to go through the scriptures to see, when we say tongue speaking, what does it mean? And what was the reason why God brought the tongue speaking? Now, speaking in tongues, as Bible describes it, was a spoken language. Listen to me. Was a spoken language. You understand? Which means there were languages of people. If you read Acts chapter 2, verse 6 to 11, when the speaking in tongues was made, the people that had gathered at the Pentecost day, they all heard them, their native languages being spoken that very day. And it was not a gibberish sound or meaningless languages they heard. Read the text well, and we're going to read it together. Acts chapter 2, verse 6 to 11. And I quote, it says, "And when this sound occurred," I want you to read with me, take your Bible. "And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together, and they were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language." Understand it. Everyone heard them speak in his own language. This is speaking in tongues I'm talking about. He's talking about language. "Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, 'Look, are not all these who speak Galileans?'" Mark that one also. "And how is it that we hear each in our own language which we were born? The Parthians, Medians, and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and a part of Libya, adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." We hear them speaking in our own languages the wonderful works of God. Now, these were real languages they spoke. Not heba-ba-ba-ba, not at all. Or the gibberish sound that we hear today. They were real languages. Now, what people are claiming to speak today are not languages. They are all faking one, because first, the promise Jesus made in Mark chapter 16, verse 16 to 17, Jesus was not referring to the modern day Christian. And second, they don't have the power to speak any language which is not their own mother tongue unless they have learned it, as people learn English, German, French, and other languages. So if they have not learned them, they will never get power to speak those languages because they don't have the power to do it. You see, Paul, the apostle for our Lord Jesus Christ, said to the Corinthians, who were gifted with tongue speaking, and he said to them, "There are doubtless many different languages in the world, and none is without meaning." Right? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10, I've just quoted. This means no tongue speaking is without meaning. Compare this statement to what you hear today and judge yourself. Any word that you speak have to have a meaning. And compare to what you hear today. You see, what was the purpose of the tongue speaking? Is it to prove the presence of the Holy Spirit on someone? Absolutely not. There are many in the Bible who were full of the Spirit but never spoke in tongues. An example is John the Baptist. He was conceived and born with the Spirit but never spoke in tongues. Read Luke chapter 1 verse 15. Even in his mother's womb, he was filled with the Spirit. But if you read John chapter 10 verse 41, John said, John the Baptist never did any miracle or let alone, you know, spoke in tongues. He never did any miracle. John chapter 10 verse 41. But he was filled with the Spirit. So, tongue speaking is not to prove the presence of, you know, the Spirit on someone. You see, one thing I find interesting is that when my brothers from the Pentecostal and the Charismatic faith ask you whether or not you believe in tongue speaking, and if you say no, then they will conclude that, oh, so you don't believe in the Holy Spirit. You are the people who say there's no Holy Spirit. Why do you reduce the Holy Spirit to miracles and speaking in tongues? I don't think they do know who the Holy Spirit is. Let me make it clear. Holy Spirit is God like Jesus, who is also God. Read Acts chapter 5, verse 3. Peter says to Ananias, you lie to Holy Spirit, you lie to God. He is not a mere influence on people. Therefore, do not mock him. He is our God. You see, according to Luke, in Acts chapter 2, those who spoke in tongues use it, the tongue speaking, to communicate the gospel to people. And that is why in Acts chapter 2, verse 11, the people said, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. That means we hear them speaking in our own languages the wonderful works of God. So they use the tongue speaking to, you know, tell the people the gospel, the wonderful works of God. You know, the purpose was not for prayers, as we see happening when the Pentecostals and Charismatics gather to pray. That is only when they speak in tongues. They've got it wrong. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, the Christians at Corinth also got this wrong when they were abusing the use of the tongue speaking in their church assemblies. You see, Paul reminded them. And I quote this from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22. He said to them, thus, tongues are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers. While prophecy is a sign not for unbelievers, but for believers. This means that the speaking in tongues was useful to the outside world, the unbelievers, and had little effect on the church assembly, because these were languages they used to communicate the gospel to the outside world. So according to Paul, if you come together and you start speaking languages that other people do not know. Now listen, I said languages is not the gibberish we hear today. There were languages that people speak. So it's a spoken language that they spoke. You understand? Now, why do you think Paul, whose native language was Hebrew, could communicate the gospel in many countries that did not speak Hebrew language? It is because the Holy Spirit empowered him to speak many languages. You see, Jesus made Paul an apostle for the Gentile nations. And these nations speak different languages. And for Paul to communicate the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, he had to be empowered to speak their own tongue or the native language. And Paul confirmed it in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18, when he wrote to the Corinthian church, he said, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. What it means is, I thank God that I speak in many languages more than all of you. So, why Paul was to go to all over the world and preach the gospel, and people speak differently, so he has to be empowered to speak in tongues. And my brothers think that tongue speaking is just, you know, meaningless sound that you make. No. Today, all these Pentecostals and charismatic pastors who claim to have the gift of tongue speaking use translators and interpreters when they get into audiences of different languages other than their own. Why this deception? If you say you have the power to speak in tongues, why do you need interpreters? When you come to my country, you American, you come to my country, you need an interpreter. No, Paul jumped from country to country. He didn't need any interpreter because he could speak their language. And that is what we call the tongue speaking. You see, in the biblical tongue speaking, the early Christians did not learn them, but the Holy Spirit empowered them to speak languages which were not their own native ones. There were only three groups of people in the Bible who were empowered to speak in tongues. Three groups of people. Group number one is Jesus' own apostles. They spoke in tongues in Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, it was only Jesus' apostles that spoke in tongues. So read Acts chapter 1 and Acts chapter 2. You see that. And group number 2 is Cornelius and his household. Right. They also spoke in tongues. Acts chapter 10 verse 44 to 46. In group number 3 are the disciples, which the apostles laid their hands on. So when the apostles laid their hands on them, they also spoke in tongues. Read Acts chapter 6 verse 1 to 6, Acts chapter 8 verse 14 to 18, and Acts chapter 9 verse 6. My brothers, apart from these two groups, that is the apostles and Cornelius' household, which happened only once, the other people, they needed the apostles' hands before they can do that. Today, none of these groups are alive. And that is why people cannot speak in tongues, and they are, you know, faking, speaking gibberish instead of real languages like German, Russian, Japanese, and Yoruba. My brothers and sisters, tongue speaking is not gibberish. It's a spoken language. So what people are doing in their church buildings, hey, baba, hintoli, these are all not tongue speaking, because it was language the apostles and the early Christians used to teach people the gospel. That is why in Acts chapter 2, the people said, we hear them speaking our own language about the great work of God. God bless you to understand it. And if you say you speak in tongues, please go through what I have taught you and revive yourself. Because what you are speaking is not tongue speaking. It's gibberish. And you don't have power to do that, because you were not the person that Jesus promised you would do that. God bless you. If you don't understand anything, put your comments at the comment section. God bless you.